Test. Hello. Hello. How are you? My name is Melvin Haber, and I have no idea who you are or why you're listening to an old man reminisce, but that's your decision, so God bless. I grew up in Brooklyn. Pre-strollers. The kind of neighborhood with a suit dealer on every corner, and you know what that means. It's war.
Hey, what are you doing?
There were these two brothers, Sal and Irving, made more than the rest of us combined. So how'd they do it? Well, they see a guy coming. Maybe a guy like you. No offense. So they fold up a piece of paper and put it right in the pocket. That way, it feels like cash. You come in, they make a big fuss. Oh, have we got the pants for you? You try them on. And boom, right there, hugging your leg, there's a lump. Someone left a jackpot. So you spend money to make money, grab the suit that doesn't fit, and Irv and Sal laugh all the way to the bank. Everything's a hustle. Now, most of the time, when I've got my wits about me, I'm the guy who folds the paper. But other times, well, I sure do love a new suit. Take the Ingleside. I'm new to California, been there for 5 minutes. And a friend of mine shows me this old hotel. First thing out of my mouth, I'll buy it. Now, what do I know how to run a hotel? But I feel that lump in my pocket. You would too if you could see the place. Spanish haciendas, vines on every wall. It was 1975, and Palm Springs was the place to be. Where crooners and mobsters and, hell, even the Kennedys let their hair down. It was one big private oasis, and I was thirsty. My lady and I drove out there the night before we opened. July 4th, in fact.
Oh, look at that, Carol, fireworks just for us. Wait till we open those doors tomorrow.
Do you have earthquake insurance?
What?
Well, you know, for the big one. I saw this fortune teller before we left, and she told me, when it hits,
boom.
Everything, flat as a pancake.
Oh, she predicted an earthquake would flatten things, huh? Wow, she's good.
Oh, you know what I mean, Millie. I was just thinking.
Yeah, you leave the thinking to me. Believe me, I've got earthquake insurance.
I most definitely did not have earthquake insurance. What I did have was a massive mortgage and the sudden feeling that I may not have thought through every detail. So that night, when we moved into our room...
Oh, it's so cozy.
I didn't sleep a wink, and not because of the fireworks. Well, that came out wrong. I don't mean we had relations, I mean I was anxious. Well, we had relations. I'm no Mormon. We had relations, and I was anxious. But in the morning, earthquakes were the least of my worries.
These glasses were to be delivered yesterday, and now I... Javier, what's the order number?
Still looking, sir.
I don't understand the confusion. The name is Mel Haber, Melvin's Restaurant at the Ingleside Inn. We open tonight. What am I supposed to say, ma'am? Welcome? Welcome to Melvin's. Hope you like drinking out of your hands.
Sir, I think it's in a different notebook. I can go look...
No. Never mind. No, not never mind to you, ma'am! Well, that charming, helpful person hung up on me. And I sweat through my shirt again. This heat.
You look perfectly dry to me.
Oh, that's kind of you, Javier, but you're a terrible liar. I'll need to change again. Where's Brian? And why is my dining room covered in sawdust? This is new upholstery!
Usually you wouldn't do construction after refurnishing, sir.
Well, usually you wouldn't open a hotel and a restaurant on the same day, young man. But if the guest rooms are empty, at least I can sell martinis. Larry, Skip! Larry! Skip!
Hi, Mr. Boss. Mel.
Hey, piano man. Cool it for a minute.
I had asked for quiet time to tune.
Oh, quiet time. I'd love nothing more. Sadly, we're opening a hotel. Now, what are you two up to? Why all the hammering? One at a time, please.
Brian said he couldn't open a restaurant without shelves?
Open the restaurant.
That was not one at a time. That was slowly and together. I didn't forget shelves, too. Did I? Where's Brian?
He went
looking
to find
for you.
Javier, come with me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Melvin's, the new restaurant at the Ingleside Inn. If you bring your wife in for opening, we'll pull out all the stops. Believe you me. Palio.
Why are you talking like Clark Gable?
You gotta put on airs in this town. You want a nice restaurant? Let's make it nice.
Fair enough. How much do these shelves set me back? You don't know what I've spent today. How much, Javier?
Last time I said you got mad at me.
I can't afford another loose end.
Well, we still need napkins.
Napkins? No one told me about napkins. You all came with the place, full staff, but I need to worry about napkins?
I told you 2 weeks ago. Javier wrote it down in his book there.
Ah, yes, here, sir. Brian said we need napkins, then you said you all came with the place, but I need to worry about...
That's enough, Javier.
I gotta finish the bar.
How did I miss all of this? Javier, can you run out for napkins?
I can, sir, but we've got bedding coming in an hour. You wanted me to wait for it.
Oh, right. All right, maybe Babs can do it. Javier, can you find Babs? No, wait, I need you to get the napkins. Where is Babs? Jesus, I'm hot! Babs! Thank you, Javier.
Well, nice to know I share status with a domesticated animal.
There you are, Babs. Listen, do you mind sitting up front? I'm expecting a delivery. You can use the concierge phone for reservations.
I'm not quite worried about that. We haven't had a call all day.
All right, good pep talk. And Javier, make sure you get your hands on those napkins. Worst case scenario, a napkin substitute. Don't be picky. I'd cut my own shirts into squares at this point.
Speaking of which, your shirt is not dry, sir. Did you want to change?
My people survived 40 days in the desert. I barely survived 12 hours. But somehow, I made it to 5 o'clock.
All right, shelves are in. Hopefully, they hold up. Oh, is that a new shirt?
Yes. Hopefully, it holds up, too. Tables
clean
are...
clean and being set by our waiter.
Gorgeous. Waiter? Singular?
Yeah, Jimmy. Ah, sweet kid. Still in college, but he works summers here, wants to be a performer.
I don't need his life story. We only have one waiter? I don't know much about restaurants.
Your words.
But that seems a little stingy.
Listen, all my guys moved down when the last owner closed. They got new jobs. And I'm sure that when we open, they'll see just how well we're doing and...
Brian, what are you not telling me?
Mel, word around town is you don't exactly know what you're doing. Can't imagine why anybody would say that.
I'll show them. Let's open this place up. Piano player, start piano playing. Now you hold down the fort. I'll be in the lobby meeting the flood. Mazel! Oh, Babs, it's just about that time. I thought we would have had a few folks lined up by now. Well, I'm sure they'll be here any minute. Let's open up these doors and look a little more welcoming. There we go. The Ingleside Inn is open for business. All right, walk-ins are slow. Babs, what time's our first reservation?
As soon as we get one, sir, I'll let you know.
We don't have any... You didn't even look. We must have someone for opening night.
My mistake, Mr. Haber. Let me check my book again. Yes. Empty.
This is ridiculous. I was so busy, I didn't even...
Was that the phone?
No, Javier, it was not. Nobody has called. We're dead on a run. There we go. See, you gotta have faith, Babs. Ingleside Inn and Melvin's Restaurant. This is Mel, the man himself.
Has anybody called?
Just you, Brian.
Ah, jeez, nobody's in the restaurant either. Thought maybe they got lost looking for the bathrooms.
If only.
Yeah, all right. Listen, should the piano player keep playing, or should...
I didn't sleep a wink that night either. Or the next night. Or the night after that. And this time, no relations. Almost a week passed.
How many guests are in for lunch right now? 3?
4, sir.
4? God help us. I don't know what else to do. I poured thousands into that PR firm. I've been better off throwing money into the river.
Oh, the Tarquitz River. That was here, but it dried up.
You really have a way with the metaphors, don't you? Everywhere I go, I try to talk the place up. I look desperate.
I'm sure word will get out soon.
Oh, it has to. By the way, what did you end up finding for napkins?
Oh, I took your idea, sir. I cut up a few of your shirts.
I only had a few to begin with. I literally lost my shirt to this hotel. Perfect. I'm ruined.
Mr. Haber.
Just give me a minute to loathe myself, Javier.
Don't get too excited, but someone's pulling into the driveway.
Is that a Rolls Royce?
It's 2 of them.
Good day. My name is Colonel Hopf.
Melvin Haber, how are you? I gotta say, these babies, plural, are gorgeous. You could host your own auto show.
Does this establishment offer lodging?
That's the thrust of it, yeah.
Might there be accommodation suitable for a knight of the Order of the British Empire?
Absolutely. That's just the customer we're suited for, isn't it, Javier? When I opened this place, I said, give me a knight or don't bother.
That's right. That's what you said.
Understood. If I may survey the property myself, please.
Nonsense. Enough pomp, my good man. Sir John Billingsworth of Roxburgh, how do you do?
Hello. Welcome. Melvin Haber of Palm Springs.
Ah, local man. Only the hardy creatures survive the desert. That bodes well for you, young Melvin. Well, this is charming, isn't it? I've heard you just opened. Needs fixing up, no doubt. But then again, I assume you haven't started. I've been staying at the Riviera, but they had the audacity to charge me for a plate of crackers. So that won't do. All right, why not? Colonel, stow our cars, won't you? If we need to dash out our young valet here, we'll fetch the limousine.
Oh, right, limousine. We are...
Sir, we know it's standard for a hotel like ours to have a limo on hand, but,
It's out of service. In the shop, I'm afraid. How do you do? Mrs. Butler, general manager.
Oh, call her Babs. Babs, this is Sir John Billingsworth of Roxburgh.
Roxburgh.
Ah, Roxburgh. Remind me where that is again.
Northern country, you know. How's this? Provided one stays at my disposal, consider my other car yours for the time being. Your guests may find it quite a treat.
That would be fantastic. Now, let's get you out of this heat and over to our presidential villa.
Yes, the presidential villa. And how long might you be staying? I do have a schedule to keep.
Now, Babs, let
us... Indefinitely, in fact, if that's any concern. There's more where that came from.
Well, that's enough questions. You take a load off and I'll make sure our chef sends a spread to your suite. You're going to love it. Crackers on me.
Right this way, sir.
Very good.
We have a limo?
We will now. $2,000. $2,000 he gave me. Do you know how much that was 40 years ago? A down payment on a house.
We've got royalty. Real life royalty. Right here, tonight, with enough cash to buy the county. Look.
Holy... He's eating here?
Yes. And only the finest. This place needs to look like Versailles.
With only one waiter?
We'll bring in reinforcements. All hands on deck. This is our shot. And crackers. He needs crackers. Now, Carol, I need you to distract Sir John from our short staff. Use every ounce of charm you have, but please be tasteful.
So it's a low neckline, Mel. Did you hear we kicked off a sexual revolution about a decade ago?
Here he is now. Now, he's as prim as they come, so tell him you're my,
You're what, Mel?
Sir John! Colonel Hoff, allow me to personally show you to your table.
Where you lead, I follow, dear boy.
Did you hear he's royalty?
Somebody said he's a prince.
Do you think he's a spy?
Here you are, Colonel, and Sir John, I'll get the chair for you. Ah, and here comes...
Sir John, I'm Carol, Mel's wife.
My... yes, that's... Well, yes, she's not...
Ah, good man, Melvin. And yet I thought you were a wayward bachelor.
And may I say that I just love your jewelry. The pavé settings on the stones and the turquoise. Ugh, to die for.
Why, thank you. The turquoise is from my own mines in New Mexico. Melvin, your wife has an excellent eye. Would you care to join us, Lady Carol?
Oh, why not? Let the little old... housewife, have fun for a change.
Terrific. I'll send over the menus. Bless you, Carol.
Now, Sir John, may I be absolutely gauche and ask if the rumors are true? I think you know which I mean.
Ah, well, forgive me for blushing, but it's true. I was knighted by Her Majesty herself.
Oh, of course. No. I meant about your business.
Oh, shop talk. Well, for that, we'll need drinks.
You're absolutely right. Yes, what was I thinking? Brian, drinks, please. Oh, who runs this place anyway?
Gentlemen, I see that your glasses are empty. I'll have our sommelier take you through a wine list. Now, we need a sommelier.
What? We don't even have a bartender.
I know. I don't know what came over me. It's your energy. You know what? I'm going to be the sommelier.
You can't be. He already knows you. What about our waiter? Does he know wine?
I doubt it. He's in college. Probably knows beer. You know, I just tell him to say that it's from Burgundy and to name a bunch of fruits and whatever else sounds good. Okay, that always works.
Perfect. I'll distract the royalty.
Nelly, come here. I hope you don't mind. I was just telling our friend how much you adore Frank Sinatra. You're just dying to get him in here.
Oh, she's not exaggerating. I would give a kidney to host Old Blue Eyes.
Oh, well, I see the man round town. I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
Oh, you saw him? I mean, what was he like? Did he seem nice? Because people say he's so nice. I'm sorry. You saw Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing tonight? I'm Jimmy. I'll be your waiter tonight. I've got a nice burgundy color wine for you. Tastes like pineapple, pear, and...
Thank you, Jimmy. We've got a nice reserve bottle that I'd love Sir John to try, down in the cellar.
The cellar? Oh, okay.
Just speak to Brian.
Maybe your music man could sing a little Sinatra. Piano alone is one thing, but I do love a good crooner.
That's a splendid idea. Let me go speak with him now.
Oh, no trouble. Hey, Mr. Piano Man, sing for us, s'il vous plaît. That's it, my boy. Now go ahead, sing out.
Just a moment. He takes a few songs to get warmed up. Psst. Hey, I'm sorry. I don't know your name.
It's Henry, sir.
Henry, can you sing a little something? Maybe something Sinatra. Our distinguished guest insists on it.
I was hired as a piano player, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's about more money, it's yours. I'll pay you double. It's an emergency.
But, sir, I don't...
Thank you very much.
Oh, this one tastes like cherry,
banana,
chocolate,
raspberry,
ham sandwich.
Hint of pumpkin.
Mm. Oh, God, Larry!
Delicious.
Skip, what are you...
This really is quite an ensemble, Mel. Your sommeliers are a double act.
Yes, they juggle, too. We've got our wine order squared away, though, boys.
Yeah, what we don't have is singing. My good man, I'd like to hear the lyrics.
It was horrible. I finally had my first distinguished guest, my first real guest of means, and I was going to lose him because my piano player wouldn't sing. And then...
Someday,
oh, God.
What's
One moment.
Brian! Come back here!
Why is he making that noise? Is he having a stroke?
You tell me. Our piano player can't sing.
Well, there weren't a lot of options. I mean, the word around town is... It's...
That I don't know what I'm doing. Thank you for the reminder. What are we going to... Wait. Didn't you say our waiter wants to perform?
Yeah, but not here.
Can he sing?
Odds are not very well.
Well, I'm a gambling man, Brian. Go get him.
He's our only waiter.
I'll wait the tables if I have to. We've got a knight here who wants to hear Sinatra. Go!
Dear God... I know we haven't been in close touch lately, and it isn't typical for a Jew to reach out like this, but if you have any mercy at all, make me your lamb, or, I don't know. Is that what the lamb thing means?
Hey, folks. Some of you might know me as Jimmy, your waiter, but I'll also be your entertainment for the evening, I guess. Thanks for bearing with us. Henry and I haven't had too much rehearsal together. Try to remember that when it comes time to tip. But Henry, what do you say? Let's give him a little.
Devilry, you got the best of me.
Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to find a new waiter.
The Lord giveth, Brian, and the Lord taketh away.
Oh, charming. Simply charming. Would you dance with me, Lady Carol? Good heavens, this is a party. Drinks on me. A round for the house.
He saved my ass, that Jimmy. And so did Sir John. Within a few days, word got out that there was royalty in town. And the place to see him was the Ingleside. Because of him, I got more guests than I knew what to do with. And they got a lot of free drinks.
Sir John, it's turquoise. Could you have it looked at for me?
Oh, you must come to Tahoe with us.
Well, why not just use our plane?
Sir John!
The 17th, I'm sorry, sir, that's no good. We're a full house. I can get you in on Sunday with a fabulous room, poolside view. How's that?
Well, I shouldn't say, but between us, yes, Sir John will still be here.
Well, that's wonderful. All right, we'll see you then.
Ah, the charming Mr. Haber. Just the man I want to see.
Well, hello. What can I do for you?
I was hoping to locate some stationery. I'm just so taken with the place, I must spread the news. Royal or civilian alike, why rest one's head anywhere but the Ingleside?
I'd be delighted. Babs, get the stationery.
What stationery?
I also brought you this necktie. The moment I saw it, it said, Melvin Haber, man about town.
Sir John, no, I wouldn't know how to thank you.
Lucky for you, old chum, you don't have to. I do wonder, though, if I could get your advice.
Of course, anything.
Well, as you know, I raise Arabian horses.
I didn't know that, but it tracks.
They're really the most majestic creatures. Haven't lost a wink of sleep on them, or a shilling for that matter, until now, I'm afraid. Our best sire, Leopold, has taken ill. And if we can't replace him, business, as you may say, and maybe kaput.
Well, I've met a few jackasses in my time, but I'm not sure I know any horses.
Rather not. What I'm seeking is an investor. A small capital, £1,000, and pay off like you wouldn't believe, sixfold, at least. I thought, considering your clientele, you may know...
Well, Sir John, not to be presumptuous, but... But I could be interested.
Would you really?
I would. If you take dollars, just go see Javier. He keeps my checkbook.
I'll do that, gladly. I see great things in your future, Melvin, here in this desert. I only hope to be of help.
Oh, you are, Sir John. Without you, I wouldn't be here. I don't know what I did to deserve that man.
I don't either, but it can't have been good. I've spoken to my family overseas.
I hope you called collect.
They confirmed what I'd suspected. Now, I may be humble, but I've seen my share of royalty. That man is not one of them.
What are you talking about? Have you seen him?
How could I not? He's a one-man parade. But that's my point. We Brits don't make a pageant.
Babs, what are you saying?
I'm saying he's a fraud. The only Roxburgh my family had heard of isn't in Northern England, it's in Scotland. He doesn't even have a story straight. And he doesn't need to. You're wrapped around his finger.
Babs, I've been raking it in. He's spending a fortune with us. And on us. Notice your new uniform?
He owes us $6,000.
What? He paid in cash.
He did. Long enough for you to take your eye off the ball. After that, he moved to credit.
Why would you let...
Me? I've tried to do my job, to show you how this business works, but you gave me one order.
Whatever Sir John wants.
Hi, Mel. Hi, Babs. Man, it's hot.
Javier, you didn't run into Sir John just now, did you?
I did. I wrote him the check. 2,000, like you asked.
2,000?
Oh, I should have checked with you, shouldn't I? I'm so sorry.
Of course you should have. You always check with me on everything.
Well, he said it was urgent. He didn't want to miss his flight.
His flight?
Yeah, I'm not sure where he was going, but this suitcase looked very heavy. I don't know why I didn't check with you, but you know how he is. He has this way of talking.
Yes, he does, Javier. He certainly does. $6,000. Eight with the money I just burned. If I pull out my abacus, in 1975, that was almost 40 grand. If I didn't get it back, I wouldn't make the mortgage. I'd built a castle out of sand, a good one too. And now, it was blowing away. I sat by the phone for days, in a coma.
You okay, Millie?
I wasn't. I needed him to be real. I needed there to be goddamn Arabian horses. I needed this hotel to work. More than anything, I needed that.
Come eat. You're a bag of bones.
I ran off with the Pied Piper, Carol.
You did?
Sir John, I gave him the keys to the kingdom and he locked me out. He's a fake, a charlatan, a phony.
Of course he is.
Sorry, what now?
Well, he's not royalty. He walked into dinner with a scepter. Practically a Halloween costume.
Since when do you know royalty?
Well, I don't know royalty, but I know con men. I am a single woman in Los Angeles. I asked him about his business, and it made no sense.
And you didn't think to tell me?
Look, Mel, you don't bait a big fish with one of its brothers. You bait it with a worm. He may not be for real, but plenty of people in those guest rooms are.
Would you like to foot his bill then? No, you are not my business consultant. You are not my wife, no matter what you say at dinner.
Don't be ugly, Mel. I am trying to help you.
Well, then stop lecturing me and let me call the cops on this crook. Babs, is he back?
Hello, is Mel Haber there of the Ingleside Inn?
Yes. Sorry, this is Mel Haber.
I'm calling on behalf of my client. He's very well known. He received a postcard from a Sir John Billingsworth.
Oh, really?
You've got his attention. He'd like to come by for dinner this week.
Does this mysterious guest have a name and a time he'd like to come in?
Let's say Thursday at 7, party of 2 under Martin Swift.
Martin Swift. Well, I'll put it on the books.
Thank you for taking this call on your private line, Mr. Haber. I'm sure you value discretion in your industry, so I'll give you the heads up, because you'll need it. My client is Frank Sinatra. Mr. Haber?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Frank Sinatra, party of 2, Thursday.
Now that's Martin Swift. And one other thing, Mr. Haber. He'd like to sit by Sir John. See to it that that's the case.
Right. We'll do. We'll do everything we can. We're looking forward to it.
I cannot find a goddamn thing in this place. Who was that? Mel? Who was it?
The big fish.
Bedtime Stories of the Ingleside Inn is an Audio Up, Lance Bass production, and Sugar 23 production. Starring Jason Alexander, Brian Jordan Alvarez, Celia Emery, Michael McKean, Missy Pyle, Richard Kind, and Lance Bass. With additional roles performed by David Koechner, Justin Tranter, and Nicole Sullivan. Created and executive produced by Lance Bass and Jared Goodstadt. Executive producers Mike Mayer, Michael Sugar, Drew Picorni, Wendy Schwalek, and Autumn Haber. Produced by Zach Selowen and Jordana Glick-Franzheim. Written by Laura Rumada and Ryan Willison. Based on the book by Mel Haber. Bedtime Stories of the Legendary Ingleside Inn in Palm Springs. Directed by Mike Mayer and Drew Picorni with additional direction by Zach Selowen. Edited, sound design, and mixed by Jonathan Strickland. Original music by Jared Goodstadt, Jeff Peters, Jesse Siebenberg, and The Audio Chateau. Bedtime Stories of the Ingleside Inn is an Audio Up and Sirius XM project. Listen to the original soundtrack wherever you stream your music.